Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, because Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love Mondays. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you once again from Suburgatory. It's Saturday, August 9th, 2020. And my guest today, I'm so excited. These are all people that are hyphenates, I just realized, looking at all your credits. My guests are Jay Baruchel, Esther Pavitsky, and Amy Simons. Hey, you three.
Hello.
Hi there.
Everybody's so polite and afraid to talk over each other in these things, so it's weird for me to say hello to you all at once. So let me meet and talk to you individually and alphabetically, starting with our only first-time guest on the show, actor-director Jay Baruchel. Hey, man.
Hi there. How are you? Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's so great to talk to you and I guess meet you. We've never met before, have we?
No, I don't think so, but I've said that plenty of times, and that's been proven not to be the case. So I don't think so. I'm happy you don't remember that either.
Yeah, I don't think we have. That's why I don't remember. We might have been the same space once or twice, but I just didn't get a chance to say hi. Of course, I would have, because Goon is one of my favorite movies ever.
Oh, and cool. That's really cool.
And so I'd have to go up and be stupid to you about that. But you got a new one, a new movie that you've co-written and directed, Random Acts of Violence.
Yeah.
And does it deliver on that? Is it actually violent?
Ideally, I mean, that was certainly what we put our efforts into. I guess the world will decide if we succeeded. But yeah, that was definitely what we tried to do.
Yeah, could you imagine a review? It was just too random for me.
I would have liked to see less of the random and more of the violence.
I like specific acts.
specific acts of peace and kindness. Yeah. No. Yeah. I think it's just like, I certainly don't make this movie to not be scary. So I think if it didn't sort of mess with people or fuck them up, that would be a pretty bad sin to commit.
You know, it could be a mental thing, though. Like, it feels like that would be a title that, like, a Neil LaBute would use, and it's just people being shitty to each other.
not wrong, actually. That's a fucking very good point.
You know, sounds like a really smart play, but it's coming out in it's out in Canada now, and then people can see it in the U.S. starting on August 20th.
Correct. Indeed.
So yeah. Excited. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Actress, comedian. I didn't say comedian. I almost kind of sounded like I did, but I didn't think to if I slipped into it because that's dumb. it's Esther Pavitsky, everybody.
Hey, Doug and everybody.
Back on the show.
Thanks for having me back. I feel like I fall into that category of female comedians who don't know stuff about movies. So I am so grateful that you're allowing me to try this again.
Well, you know, I've learned a lesson over the years of doing this show, and that's that I like women who do comedy very much, but they don't really care about trivia as a general rule. There's exceptions. and also the levels of competition aren't as intense with women. So I've learned over the years that you'll find out today that anyone can win.
Oh.
Yeah. You can luck into a win. So we'll see how that works out for you. But I loved having you on anyway, because I hope it's more of a comedy show than a trivia show, but I do like playing my games. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
The name of your special, available on demand on Comedy Central on demand, Hot for My Name.
Yeah.
Esther Pavitsky, Hot for My Name. I think that's been kind of a mantra of yours for a little bit now, right?
Yeah, that's kind of been a big part of my comedy. I mean, it's certainly been something I've joked about for a long time, because my full name is Esther Pavitsky, and it's just really not, it's no Alexis. So,
I mean,
yeah.
She's a time saver just for starters. So much less for people to have to know. But, it's funny though that's because I've recently started a podcast where we discuss at length, ad nauseum, the name Doug and how it's not really the greatest starter name for a person.
Interesting.
You know, that it kind of, you know, there's not a lot of great Dougs throughout history because they're sort of held back by having a name that a lot of people are automatically just too comfortable and familiar and almost, you know, not insulting to you a little bit.
I believe that, because I definitely feel like my name has shaped who I am. Just like every time I meet someone and they're like, oh my God, Esther, that's my dead great grandma's name. She's been dead forever. And I'm like, okay, I feel gorgeous. Thank you.
Esther, that's what we call the blanket our dog died on.
Oh,
also
God.
Joining us, I'll just, that's a good place to segue, because I believe dead dogs have been a part of Amy's filmography. It's actress, director, Amy Simons. Hi, Amy.
Hi, how are you doing? Thank you for having me back.
Oh, I'm so good, and thank you for coming back. You know, you're genuine filmmaker coming on this show with a bunch of silly pants people, and I really appreciate it. Your new film, She Dies Tomorrow, is in drive-ins now and will be available at home for people to watch on August 20th.
It's actually available right now.
You can get it now where?
You can get it iTunes, Amazon, it's on VOD, sort of like everywhere. And then it will be available later on Hulu as well.
Those damn Hulans, they get in your head and they make you think that's the date. So people can get it now. Well, that's great, because then people can watch that now and they can watch Jay's movie on August 20th. And Esther is probably hoping people have Hulu, because both of your shows are on Hulu. Alone and Dollface are both available. All the episodes are on Hulu right now.
Yeah, and my special is currently streaming free on cc.com with no login required, which is a big deal these days.
Yeah. I don't want to log in. What? That's just going to lead to problems.
I'm trying to log out wherever possible.
Yeah. I want to be off the grid, not more in the grid. I don't want to get all stuck in the grid. It's scary. Okay, so those are our players today. We're going to jump right into the game portion of the show, and we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about movies at the end, you know, time permitting. This first game we're going to play, we're going to play two games. The first one is it's a brand new game. It's called Trolls or Holes. And that could be, I mean, the mind reels at all the things that name could mean. Trolls and Holes. Esther, do you have any idea what
the dizzying heights of possibility?
Yeah.
The book and the famous Shia LaBeouf movie Holes comes to mind.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the Justin Timberlake, Anna Kendrick vehicle, Trolls.
Mm.
Indeed.
So that's what I'm talking about. Those
specifically films, those two films?
Those two films aimed at young people, youngins.
All right.
But also from different time periods. So there's some clues there, I guess, that you can use. But what's going to happen is I'm going to name a movie. We're going in alphabetical order, so I'm going to start with you, Jay. I'm just going to name a movie, and you tell me if – I'm sorry, I'll name an actor, and then you tell me if that actor was in Holes from 2003, starring Shia LaBeouf, or Trolls with Anna Kendrick and Justin Timberlake. Not Trolls World Tour. I'm not messing around with that. I don't know anything about it.
Oh, frig. That's. Yeah. I thought that was. They're not. Those are two movies.
Trolls and Holes. I mean. I know we got some filmmakers involved here. So if you want to take Trolls and Holes as a title for an upcoming project, it's up for grabs.
Thank you very much. We'll see what I can do.
It could mean so many things, but the first person to two correct answers wins. Let's start digging. Jay Baruchel, the actor Dule Hill from West Wing and that other show about him and another guy. was he,
psych.
He a voice in Trolls or a person in Holes?
Oh, fuck. I'm going to, given proximity to the West Wing, I'd have to say Holes.
Holes is correct. He must have been like a young man when he showed up in Holes, like before.
The world was his oyster.
That puts you on the board, Jay. You have 1 point. Congratulations.
Thanks very much.
Are you ready?
I am.
Okay. Holes or Trolls, the great, often political in her acceptance speeches, Patricia Arquette.
Oh no, this is tricky because she's been around, so that would suggest like, okay, maybe you lean towards Holes, but I also feel like she's very much in the conversation right now and could totally be a voice in Trolls, but she doesn't seem super like character-y, voicey, so I guess I'm going to say Holes.
I really liked hearing your work on that. And you did it. You arrived at the correct conclusion.
Yes.
It is Patricia Arquette. Very good. I'm not getting anything past anybody so far. Amy Schimetz.
Oh, you're going to get so many things past me. I'm just letting Esther know I will lose immediately.
As a personal favor to me.
Yeah. Intentionally. Yeah, that's what we're going with. I did it intentionally for you.
I'm doing my best for the, you know, for the weaker players with questions where you have a 50-50 shot. And this is going to be what you're going to have to do, I think, Amy. I think you're going to have to guess because you don't sound like a Holes or Trolls expert.
No.
Or even familiar with them at all. So, Ken Davidian, who we've all seen naked in Borat, wrestling in a hotel room, that gentleman, would you say that he is in Holes or a voice in Trolls?
I'm going to say Trolls. That's my gut feeling.
You know what? You were right about not being good at this.
The answer is Holes and everything. That's what it sounds like. I'm catching on now. Yeah. At the very least, I know myself that I'm bad at it, so I can live with that.
Yeah, no, that's all I want in a guest, really. a humble loser is perfect. Back to you, Jay. The great Eartha Kitt. She was one of the three Catwomen on the...
Yeah, of course. I feel like... And this is going to come across as terribly callous, but is she still alive?
You know what? When I was putting this game together, I asked myself that same question. I smoked another bowl and didn't look it up.
That's amazing.
It's the abyss's problem to solve now. She was Catwoman to Adam West's Batman. Yeah. So, I don't know why. I guess I got it. The conservative money says Holes, but I feel like a certain point it's got to be Trolls. So, yeah, fuck it. I'm going to say Trolls.
Okay.
I'm wrong, aren't I?
Well, I've got bad news on two fronts because you are incorrect, and she passed away in 2008.
So Holes, all right. It's Holes. It's all Holes, isn't it?
She got in Holes before. She got in one last hole before.
Before the ultimate hole.
What's the place they go to after the last hole in golf? I know they go to the bar, but don't they have a fun expression for it?
You're asking the wrong guy.
This is
a 10 girl.
No points on the line for that question. I know they often refer to like the 19th hole as like where you know going to have a drink or something. We're up to Esther again. Very exciting, Esther. This is your chance to take the lead. How do you feel about the great Henry Winkler?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. You know, I would argue that his career is bigger in the current time that we're in than it was in 2000, whatever, when Holes came out. Okay, I'm going to say Trolls because he just feels like someone that, and a fun name that you would want to throw in your animated blockbuster movie.
I get that. I get that logic. He's this half decade's Kyle MacLachlan.
Doug, what's the good word?
Unfortunately.
Oh, no. Wait, now really, I'm like.
It really sounded right. Like, I wish there was. Some people should be allowed to take aptitude tests where if their bullshit sounds accurate, they're right.
Well, now that you're like leaning towards that I'm wrong, I'm fully picturing Henry Winkler as like the bad guy in Holes. Now I'm like, I totally should have known.
Get out of my hole!
I don't know if he was a bad guy. He might have been like the good prison, you know, the nice prison guard, or maybe the prison teacher, or I don't know.
Look at this pool.
I don't really remember the movie that well. I just remember that there was some holes.
Right.
In the story and the plot.
There's like a big twist at the end and I can't remember what it is.
Oh, Kevin Bacon comes to town and everybody dances.
Find out the hole's been dead the whole time.
Oh no, I'm thinking of Tremors.
Oh, Tremors. I love that movie.
That's what about Tremors 2 through 36?
Yeah, exactly. How many were there?
There's a whole bunch.
At least five.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I love that. I love the progression too, because like the guy that was like the fourth lead in the first Tremors the main character by the fifth one.
There's hope. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just hang in there. Okay. Who's up next? Oh, it's Esther's turn. Oh no, Amy's turn again. Apologies. Do you know the gentleman? He's a very good actor, Tim Blake Nelson.
I'm not familiar with his work, but I'm assuming he was in Holes.
That's your guess? That's your final answer?
Oh, yeah. No, I see a trend happening, and I'm going to go with that.
You know, sometimes that works out in somebody's favor, and other times it's a disaster, because they just make that choice at just the wrong time. But you are correct. It is Holes.
Yes. On the board, yeah.
You're definitely on the board. It's a three-way tie right now, so the next person to get one right is our winner. But there's more games to come. One more game.
What did Tim Blake Nelson do? So I'm just curious now.
Oh, he's
In Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Guy in that. He's not Goodman or Clooney.
Okay. Yeah.
Didn't he direct that movie with Julia Stiles, the Othello, that was in high school?
I bet he did. He's directed a few independent movies over the years, and he was John C. Reilly's buddy in that Jennifer Aniston movie, The Good Wife, or was it The Good Girl?
Sorry, that would be a really great title. I think it's a really good title for 2020, right? The Good Girl.
Oh, God.
Directed by a white male. Yeah.
Perfect. I hope we can find one. Are there any white men out there that take on such a Sounds like it might have a female lead. Does anybody really want that?
I'm hungry for work.
Okay.
It sounds like it's starring. It does sound like it's starring my dog, if I'm being honest, because she is a good girl.
That's so sweet.
That's really nice.
It was one of those movies about the housewife that wakes up one day and goes, "What? Why am I doing this? why is that guy all I have in my life?" All right, so that means Amy's on the board. Jay, are you ready?
You know it.
John Voight.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Well, I feel like Trolls has been the entirety of this Trolls franchise that I'm learning about. It seems to have been all released in the shadow of post 9/11 John Voight. So I'm going to go ahead and say Holes.
I love that. I mean, if you see Trolls, there isn't a role for him anyway.
That's what I'm thinking.
But I love that he still was shut out of the casting process because of his politics.
it's like I feel like there's at least 15 guys they go to before him for whatever application he might have in Trolls.
Yeah, that's correct. You're correct, Jade. You're officially the winner of that game. Congratulations.
Oh, hey, thanks.
Oh, wow.
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 Let's, you know what, though? This will be fun. Let's let's continue with Esther and Amy. If you each get this your next one right, then you'll be tied with Jay, and we'll figure out some sort of tiebreaker.
Okay.
All right, so the next one is Sigourney Weaver, and that goes to Esther. Which one is Sigourney Weaver in?
I keep wanting to bet on people's comebacks in Trolls, but I am not going to go with that, and I'm just going to say Holes.
That is correct.
Yes. Okay, good.
It's exciting, Amy.
We're making a game of it. We're making a real game of it.
It's a real game. You already announced that you're the winner, Jay. We're going ahead anyway. John Cleese. John Cleese, Amy.
John Cleese.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. I mean, I want to say Holes, but I feel like it's all the, you know, I'm just going to say Holes because I'm a good loser.
It's Trolls.
I knew it. Yeah. Oh, well. Can't win them all, you know.
Okay, let's try to settle this tie. I got two more left. We'll give one to Jay and one to Esther. And if you both get it right, then we'll just have to virtual arm wrestle or Rochambeau or something.
I love that Jay already won, but like I'm still in the running somehow. I'm really enjoying that.
Yeah, as am I. It's the victory is quite hollow, to be honest. So
this is really
happy. I'm happy that there's still some drama.
Yeah. Esther, Christine Baranski, Holes or Trolls?
Oh, this one is challenging me because she's a musical theater powerhouse, you know. And I feel like Trolls might be a musical. I'm going to say Trolls.
That is correct.
Oh, yes.
I am. That's scary. You know when you come, you have like a near-death experience. That was what I just said. I would have answered Holes.
Near-death.
That's scary. Oh,
all right, well, we're back to you, Jay, for this last one. If you get this right, we'll have a tie that we'll just have to put it down in the record books. You know, we're probably not going to have a full season this year because of COVID.
It's an asterisk year.
I'm running around my apartment. I might give myself COVID, so this show might shut down. I mean, you can't get it from your own sweat and spit and stuff, right?
I don't know that that's a provable sentence or assertion. All bets are off at this point, I think.
Okay. That's
the reason. I'm certainly my greatest threat to my own health and well-being, like my father, so.
Relatable. Oh, yeah.
That's what they say about all weapons. It's more of a danger to the owner than anyone else. Okay. The name is Zoe Deschanel.
Oh.
Holes.
Holes is sort of 99 2000. Hey. Oh, fuck. I could go either way. No, Lord hates a coward. Trolls.
That's correct.
Yes.
Yeah. But I got a way to settle this. We don't have to settle this tie, but I need a winner for this next game, but I've got an idea of how to solve the problem, and I will tell you all about it after this brief break for advertisements. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back. I told you it was fast.
Holy smokes, yeah, time flies when you're listening to good advertisements.
That really sounds like one of those, real person, but we paid them to say this, testimonials.
Sometimes you don't even know someone's trying to sell you something.
You don't even notice.
Yeah.
We've been selling stuff this entire show. Everybody's going to watch both of your movies. Sorry, Esther.
What? Why am I left out?
No, they got to watch your all of your shows. You have lots of stuff that's pretty new for people to see. And all right, I'm digging myself into a troll here. Since we called that a tie between who was the tie between? It was between Esther and Jay. What we're going to do is you're both going to get the privilege of determining what name we're going to use in the next game. It's called Last Person Standing. And we usually do it with one name, but sometimes with more than one name. So Esther and Jay, you each get to pick an actor or actress. Gender doesn't matter. I prefer actresses because, you know, I like to play along, and we play all the, you know, men, the names of all the famous men get brought up constantly, so it's more of a challenge if it's women. Yeah, so you each get to pick somebody. Amy just has to be at the mercy of the two names that the other two players come up with, but I play along as well, so I will also be at their mercy. Esther, do you have somebody in mind, somebody whose films you're quite familiar with enough for their titles to...
I do, and I really just, I hate to be myself here, but I have no choice to say Lindsay Lohan.
That's an awesome choice.
Thank you.
I might not be familiar with some of her more recent efforts, so you'll have to, you'll just have to convince me.
I don't think there are many.
There's a few nightclubs and resorts and stuff on the Mediterranean.
Yeah, there's Club Lohan, which is a reality show that went for one season on MTV, but we could talk about that on a different episode.
Just briefly, though, was she nice to the people that worked for her there? Because they seemed, I saw an episode where they were all mad at her.
I don't know. I think if that was a really overproduced show. I think if you want the real Lindsay, you have to watch the limited the Oprah Network series. It was a reality. It was more of a documentary series called Lindsay. And that is, quite frankly, the most artfully crafted thing I've ever watched. And if you can find that online, I definitely recommend watching it because she does verbally abuse her assistant and emotional abuse. And it is, it's a ride.
There's also a very compelling cell phone video of her trying to kidnap a child off the street and somewhere in the Arab world. And that child's parents are none too pleased. Yes. If you haven't seen this already, it's awful.
Oh my God.
She's convinced herself that the child's parents are not the child's parents, and she stalks this family for blocks and blocks. And I'll let you guys unpack the rest of it.
Oh, I've seen it. It's pretty intense. Yeah. It's a thriller in the making. It's really what I'm trying
is
to say.
Is it ever? Holy shit.
It's probably more thrilling than either me or Jay's movies, honestly.
Yeah, arguably. Yeah, I'd certainly say so.
Hey, here's a quick question for the two of you. Have either one of you haven't seen each other's films, have you?
No.
I haven't yet, but I'm really, really excited to, and that's in all sincerity.
Me too.
I believe it, because there's lots of great word on it and Rotten Tomatoes and whatnot. Which one, like, if they were a double feature, because, like, drive-ins always have double features, so I bet you there's drive-ins out there that are going to play them together. What order do you think people should watch them in?
If it's like a rock concert.
In case of, you know, scary, unsettling movies, any ideas which way they should do it? I think I've asked this a dumb question because I think it's hard to answer, right?
No, but I guess if it's like a rock concert, then I think they end with Hers.
I was going to say I didn't want to taint his movie with my movie. but also mine's much more it's sort of like once you watch the random acts of violence or the specific ones, then you would want to meditate on your own death in my movie, I think.
Oh, I see.
Well, how long is yours? How long is yours? Because I could settle it.
It's only 85 minutes.
All right, we're 80. So we'll get ours out of the way and then people can make
it on. Well, that's a really good double feature then. That's like not wasting anyone's time. You know what I mean?
It's a perfect night out of the drive-in if any of them are doing it. I really do think they will. In L.A., Amy, your movie's playing at a drive-in, but I think, and I forget what it's playing with. Maybe The Rental, maybe?
Probably that's still out. Dave's movie's still out. Yeah.
No,
I didn't realize we had drive-ins here. I gotta do that.
Oh yeah, there's a few screens here, and in fact, Michael B. Jordan's been curating an event on every few Wednesdays. I think it's on Wednesdays where they'll do a couple of movies that would fall under a Black Lives Matter sort of umbrella out at the drive-in. I think next Wednesday maybe it's they're going to show Do the Right Thing and Get Out.
Ooh, cool.
Ooh.
Yeah, both equally scary, I think.
Yeah. Yes.
They're both very unsettling. And so that's a fun night out at the drive-in.
Yeah, out at Vineland is the one that I've been to a bunch, or where mine's playing, but Vineland, which is like east of downtown LA.
Yeah, cool. I want to say that it's in Paramount, or is it in City of Industry?
City of Industry.
Yeah, there's two down there. There's one in Paramount and one in City of Industry, and then there's one out in Claremont, out by kind of by West Covina.
Yes.
I've been meaning to go to that one. That's called the Tiki Drive-In Theater. So I already like the vibe of it. If it's all Tiki themed.
Yeah, it's also playing there too. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Esther, you said Lindsay Lohan. Jade, have you thought of somebody that you really know their filmography?
Yeah. So what do I do once I know that?
Just tell us.
All right, so yeah, I got some, but yeah, Val Kilmer.
Oh, that is a great one.
Agreed.
I feel like this is retaliation against me for saying Lindsay Lohan.
Well, you know, that's the thing. It's strategically, you know, those that know more Kilmers can jump on the Lohans and vice versa. So it'd be interesting to see how this shakes out. All four of us will take turns. We'll start with Jay, and then Esther, then Amy, and then me. and see how this goes.
What do we do exactly? I still don't know.
I apologize. You name a movie that either one of them was in.
Okay,
the
gotcha.
The best of all of our knowledge, because I don't like to take the time to look up and see if the answers are correct.
All right, gotcha.
You know, it's like a game around a campfire and nobody has their phones.
That's nice. Yeah, thank you.
I like to look at it, but I think every week there's somebody that's just cheating and looking everything up as we play.
I obviously am not.
It's so hard not to. I just want to be clear that, like, it would be so easy to do that, and it's just, I just can't believe the self-restraint I'm showing. Okay, I'm really proud of myself.
You're a saint. You're a saint, Esther.
I really am.
She's one of our heroes right now.
This is what it feels like. This is what it feels like to be close to someone like this. I've always wondered what it would like to be my neighbor.
Okay, Jay. Any movie with Lindsay Lohan or Val Kilmer in it, and I don't believe they ever worked together, but... Somebody might.
No, I don't think they did. All right. The Salton Sea.
Very good. Not one out. Esther?
Mean Girls.
I mean, you might as well, right? Mm-hmm. There's no reason to wait on that. Amy?
I'm going to go with Laurel Canyon. Have you seen this?
No, that's the one she did with the porn actor, right?
Yes.
Yes. No, I haven't. How is it?
I love it. I like it in many ways. It's totally wild.
Isn't it a Paul Schrader movie?
Yeah, it's Paul Schrader. That's why I like it. I love his stuff. So
you and me both. Yeah.
There was a time when Paul Schrader was dancing around because his son listens to Douglas movies. So there was a time when he was dancing around the idea of being a guest, but every time I emailed with him, I was like, it just filled me with dread because his filmmaking is so serious, but his emails, you know, they were friendly, but it was still like, he just seems like one of the most serious filmmakers out there to me.
He also, there was a period of time where, like, on Facebook, I'm not really on it anymore, where I think he thought he was sending me private messages that were like about my film work. And then he like really hated a movie I was in. And he very, very publicly was just like, Amy, I respect you so much. And I don't know why you did this movie. And I was like, can you private message me this? But it felt like, but I'm like such a fan of his, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's a serious dude, but seems nice.
Yeah. And I was like, I wasn't making money. Do you know what I mean? I was like, Paul Schrader, can you please stop publicly commenting about my very indie decisions? Like, I need work and I need to get paid. Yeah.
Some of those experiences teach you more, informs other roles. It's crazy to be that way.
Here's the thing. I love his movies. Yeah.
That's like the worst version of having a nut bar relative post a bunch of weird propaganda. Or, you know, like, it's so much more embarrassing.
Yeah.
I'd be utterly mortified.
I wasn't mortified for him. I was mortified for myself.
No, that's what I mean. I would be mortified. I would be mortified for myself. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to take out a big Kilmer and say Top Gun.
Nice. Okay. So that means it's me again?
What?
So it's me again, right?
That's but you know, you can pick from all the films of Lindsay or Val.
Yeah, all right. Spartan.
Ooh.
The Parent Trap.
Oh, that you stole mine. Yeah. MacGruber.
Yeah, you stole mine. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Ooh.
Awesome flick. Real Genius.
Oh, that's such a good one.
Now I want popcorn.
Freaky Friday.
you're on a roll with these, yeah. Crap. Is it, are those the same? No, is that Freaky Friday is when she switches bodies? Yes, okay.
Yeah.
She switches with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah. Oh, The Doors.
Nice.
Oh, very good. Um, I'll go with At First Sight.
Oh, Jesus Christ, buddy boy. Well done. That's holy fuck. Yeah, all right. Tombstone.
Wow.
Oh, man. He's so good in that.
Be my favorite performance in anything.
The fucking, when he's twirling around the teacup like it's a fucking gun.
The best.
So good.
Him and Michael Biehn just speaking Latin to each other.
Oh, yeah. If you're in the mood for a mustache parade, Tombstone is always going to do the job. A lot of mustache. Esther.
Not proud to know this movie, but the name of it is Herbie Fully Loaded.
Yes, that is the name of it. That is definitely the name.
It falls around the age that Lindsay started getting fully loaded.
Yes. Fully.
Fully. Full blown loaded. Amy?
Oh, God, we're running out. He was in True Romance, wasn't he?
Yes, he fucking was.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Hang on.
What's that?
Slow down. It's on me, right?
No. Yes.
You get a breather. So I'm probably not going to say one that you would take, I don't think. Oh, what's that one where she was all... Oh, yeah. Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen.
Yes!
Was Lindsay Lohan not in a movie called I Know Who Killed Me?
Oh.
Where she played an exotic dancer.
Yes.
And she knew who killed her, I assume. Oh. I've never seen it. I just remember the title and the trailer.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yes. Wow. Deep cut. Wow. Into it.
It should have been with a question mark, though, at the end.
I know who killed me?
I know who killed me? That sounds like what Lindsay Lohan would say. In the whole movie, she's got to figure it out. She's like, she knows, she should know. She's just got to put the pieces together. Esther.
This movie, I believe, was like originally supposed to be theatrical release, but then somewhere along the way, it became a Lifetime movie. I might be misremembering, but Liz and Dick.
Yeah. Well, what's that about?
Elizabeth Taylor. And Richard Burton.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. Who played Richard Burton? I don't remember.
Yeah,
that's a good question. I forget.
Yeah.
I say I forget like I ever vividly knew. It's not information I like learned and then lost over the years.
It's often, the casting is often surprising in those things. I mean, just that they start off with, yeah, Lindsay Lohan could be Elizabeth Taylor. it's really crazy, just a boring British guy, not boring, but you know, like a smart looking British guy to play.
A guy with a nice V-neck on him.
Yeah.
nice smart look to him. All right. It's my turn.
It's then Amy.
Oh yeah. I only know this. It just came to me cause I know the person that shot this, but there's a film called Palo Alto.
Oh yeah.
Yes, right.
Oh yeah.
I will say, wait, I have to go back to the Lifetime thing because I am obsessed with Lifetime movies for women. I Mary Heron, who is a wonderful director who directed American Psycho, and she directed something for Lifetime movies for women about Anna Nicole Smith. That's really worth checking out.
It on iTunes.
It's so good. It's Mary Heron, yeah.
What's it called?
Oh, God. I mean, I think it's just the Anna Nicole Smith story. But
I'll just look for the director and Anna Nicole's name and figure it out.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Mary Heron, yeah. American Psycho, like that takes on more cult status all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, she's fantastic.
She directed the new Handmaid's Tale, I think, or a bunch of it.
She did. And then
Alias Grace. Alias Grace.
Alias Grace. I was going to say, she did that. Mm-hmm. She's amazing. But also my mom really wants me. She doesn't understand how like movies work. So like, she's like, one day you'll direct for Lifetime and Hallmark Channel. Like, she doesn't understand that like my deal is with FX and that I've directed, you know. Yeah. she's like, one day you'll do something that really breaks through.
Where are you from? Where does your mom live?
In Florida.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, because whenever I go to my grandma's house, the Hallmark Channel does not get turned off. And I, like, it's the same thing. If I was on the Hallmark Channel, I feel like my grandma would actually answer the phone when I call. Like, it would be a big deal.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's like, now she's gotten it in my head. And like, I've seen the stuff that like, that Kristen Wiig and Will Ferrell did for Lifetime. And I'm like, can I do that for Hallmark too?
You know, wait, so we should do it together.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. Oh my God. We just made millions of dollars. Okay, great. Yeah.
Actually, Hallmark, probably not.
Yeah, exactly.
It will probably cost us money.
We made about $10,000. Great. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, they're still going strong, because who doesn't love sending out cards?
Oh, I don't think the debate is how wealthy a corporation Hallmark is. I think the debate is how much of that gets translated into production costs.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, their business is dying, so they got to be chintzy. Okay, top secret. Your turn, Jay. Oh.
Is it my turn? All right. I just had it. The Saint.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
This might be my last one that's coming to mind, maybe. Life Size. Starring Lindsay Lohan and Tyra Banks, the made-for-TV movie back in the day.
Oh.
So much made-for-TV. Amy?
Oh, God. Isn't there a really terrible movie about space? Is it like Red Planet?
You're right. That's the one.
Yeah. Is that we haven't said that yet, right? Okay.
No.
That's
one's
right. That's a good pull. That's a real good pull. I'm getting in trouble on both Lindsay. I mean, Lindsay seems really, I'm out of Lindsay titles.
Wells run dry, I think.
Yeah. I was going to
say. A long time ago, yeah.
That seems rude. We don't know.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. I'm sorry. Yeah.
She's still got a few years. She's got some good. So I can't think of any. I'm really drawing a blank on Kilmer's, you know, because like, that's part of the thing is his heyday was. You got to kind of reach back and.
Bite your tongue.
You know, you can't say touring comedy clubs doing Mark Twain impression.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God. So dark. So dark.
You son of a bitch.
I mean, actually, he just shows the film that he did, the one-man show of him doing Twain, and then he comes out and does a Q&A. So he doesn't do Twain every night. He just makes sure the audience sees it before he does a Q&A. But then you can ask him about anything, including Batman Forever.
I just remembered that one. Yeah.
Thunderheart.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a, yeah.
I think I'm done. I'm like, I think I'm, because I definitely don't know about Kilmer movie.
He's been in so many things, you could just say words right now.
Just put a few words together. It's
perfect. I want to, like, I don't even know if you guys said this one or if I'm, who am I really thinking of, but I'm just going to say True Romance.
We did.
I already said it. Yeah.
Damn it.
He's in it.
Okay. And I should have remembered that it was said. Yeah. Val Kilmer. I'm
I just don't. I don't have a chance, you guys. I have no chance.
Yeah, I think I'm. I think I'm almost done too. Unless something comes to me. But Amy, do you have any more?
I just remembered one.
Okay.
Heat.
Yeah,
the best. The best.
That's such a good one. See, that's what happens in this game. It's like a real great, obvious one. Sometimes doesn't get mentioned at all. Do you have any more, Jay?
I certainly do. there's the one he met his ex-wife on Joanne Whaley. They did a movie together. Oh, frig! I can see the poster.
Something meeting. I know what movie you're talking about.
It was like a thriller kind of, and like a cop thriller kind of thing. And there was like, I can see the fucking poster at the video store. Oh, frig. All right, so I'm gonna bail on that one and say Prince of Egypt.
Oh, okay.
The cartoon.
We were talking about initially.
Oh, interesting.
The Ten Commandments cartoon. Yeah.
What I thought you were talking about initially just now, that other movie, you were saying Joanne Whaley, they were in Willow together.
Well, they were in Willow. That's, fuck, sorry. They met on Willow. They did a movie together afterwards.
Neither one of us could think of the name of that one.
And that's where she's credited as Joanne Whaley Kilmer. But yeah, Willow's the one.
Yeah. What, do you have anything else?
I have one.
All right, if Jay doesn't have one.
No, but he just got one, so we're still sort of, he just did two, right?
No, it's Jay's turn now.
Oh, wait, no, haven't said.
No, it's hers. It's her turn.
It's my turn. The Island of Dr. Moreau.
Yeah, no, well, fucking done. Yeah, that's a good one. That's the documentary about the production of that film is one of the best movies about movies ever made.
It's so wild, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Fucking story. The Ghost in the Darkness.
Mm. Yes, I thought of that when she said Island of Dr. Moreau. So I think I'm out. If Amy has another one.
I don't. Let me just give myself a sec. God, I can't believe I know this much about him to begin with. But he's so prolific. I mean, but yeah. No, I don't have one.
We're definitely missing some. I don't know if we missed any big ones, but that means Jay wins. You did it, Jay.
Thank you. Yay!
The last one, Candy.
Oh crap!
Oh, what is
it? It's Bad Lieutenant. Like the more
of Call New Orleans.
Yes! Right.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Oh.
Okay, that's okay. Jay can win. It's fine.
Yeah. No, she wins. She wins. That one, that's the one. That's
the Nicolas Cage, they're both in that?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah.
I've seen a few clips from it, and then,
it's insane.
Have you seen the original Bad Lieutenant too?
Yeah, that's why I haven't seen Bad Lieutenant 2, because I was like, that first one really.
but it's Werner Herzog, right? Am I correct?
It's got a totally different vibe, I guess. But I also,
it's just one of the weirdest American movies in a long time.
Yeah, I gotta get into it. Gotta give it a go. One more time, Jay. Random acts of violence is all over Canada right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get it here on August 20th?
Correct, on Shudder, the drive-in that's on your computer or TV.
Shudder is awesome, and just between all of the people listening, you can get a free trial and watch Jay's movie and then make more decisions after that.
Wicked.
Esther Pavitsky, are you still here?
Yeah.
I thought you left because you got knocked out. I thought you just said.
No. No.
Alone Together and Dollface on Hulu.
Yeah.
Hot for My Name. Comedy special produced by the one and only Adam Sandler is on Comedy Central On Demand, and you don't need a login.
That's right. Now streaming for free.
Yeah, that's awesome. Gonna watch that. And Amy Simons, She Dies Tomorrow is in drive-ins now.
And streaming as well. And then Hulu later this month, yes.
Yeah, I didn't want to mess that up again.
No, it's cool. It's cool. I always mess it up. I always sort of, I have no idea. It's so surreal during this time to have anything released that it, who knows what time is.
Totally agree.
People need, they need stuff to do and watch. And I feel like these horror movies have been ruling the summer. Like it seems to be the genre. And so especially anything with a different take on it is very exciting. So did you guys see Palm Springs?
It did.
Not yet.
Oh, dude.
Not yet.
That's my, that's the one I've been pushing. Oh, also, has anybody here, I might have asked Amy this before last time you were on, but have any of you seen the movie Predestination with Ethan Hawke?
No.
I don't think you asked me that. I mean, that would have been the time because we were on with Eli Roth, but I think he talked about it, right?
Did he?
I think you guys were talking about it, yeah.
Yeah, because people keep recommending it to me, but people either recommend it or they have no idea what I'm talking about. Like there's no, it's a really, supposedly a real hidden gem. So I still owe the listeners that because they're constantly tweeting at me to watch it. And I keep putting it off, but it's on I think it's on like Vudu or something right now. So I can get it for like, a few bucks and finally get it over with. It's a time travel thing. And so I think people get extra attached to time travel movies when they like them.
Well, Jay has a time travel movie as well with the sofa.
Whoa, yes. I did not expect to talk about that movie. Yeah, it's called Fetching Cody. It's a $700,000 Canadian movie about time-traveling junkies in the east side of Vancouver.
Very fun. Yeah.
Glad you liked it.
I can't believe I missed that. That sounds awesome.
It's very much what it sounds like.
It really speaks for itself. Okay, well, we did it. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Oh, should I promote anything? Nah, you know what to do. New episodes of Wide World of Doug's every week. My Patreon is called Getting Doug on Patreon. If you want to sign up there to keep the weed show that I do, keep that going. And, one more question for everybody. Does anybody here have a favorite, like, last line from a movie? Because that's how I close out every episode now.
Oh, jeez.
I say a line from a movie, and I didn't think of one today.
Is the last line in Psycho, I wouldn't hurt a fly?
Yes.
Yes.
I wouldn't even hurt a fly.
She wouldn't hurt a fly, something like that.
No. She wouldn't even hurt a fly again.
But doesn't Norman then say it as he's sitting in there like, see, I'm not even going to hurt that fly.
Might have been a dream.
Yeah, sometimes the last line gets ruined. And now also movies these days, they got to have those bonus scenes all the time. So then what's technically the last line of the movie, you know?
Seven's got a pretty strong one that I'm going to butcher and paraphrase, but Morgan Freeman quotes someone and says, I think Mills is the world's a good place and worth fighting for. And he says, I agree with the second part or the second, something like that. And and he goes back to work and blah, blah, blah. So that's a pretty good way to end the movie.
All right. I can't repeat that. So I'm just going to say, thank you everybody. And as always, what Jay said.